You're listening to The TriStar State, a podcast about Tennessee politics. This is a special bonus interview with Bob Corker, former U.S. Senator for Tennessee. Bob Corker left Washington, D.C. earlier this month in the middle of a government shutdown, and once again, he criticized President Donald Trump. In a phone interview with WPLN Sergio Martinez Beltran, Corker blamed Trump for the shutdown. He also talked about the direction of the Republican Party and whether he'd take on President Trump in 2020.
Weeks before leaving D.C., Corker was all over social media and national TV. He was trying to reach a bipartisan deal that would have funded border security. He was close to achieving it, but things didn't work out as planned.
At the last minute, the president changed his mind, and so now we're sitting here shut down because of, this whole thing, as I've mentioned before, is pretty juvenile, and at some point, government will open back up.
Corker's relationship with the president has been an interesting one. He didn't endorse Trump during the Republican primaries in 2016, but he did support him once he became the presidential nominee. After the election, Corker occasionally criticized the president in interviews with reporters and, of course, on social media. People say, all right, Corker is going on Twitter. He's pushing back on President Trump. He's fighting back. But what is he actually doing to push back on some of his policies and decisions? What would you tell those people?
Yeah, well, look, I passed the CATSA bill.
That's the law that imposed sanctions on Russia.
The president was very unhappy with me in leading that effort. I've strongly pushed back on the tariff issue and tried to take back power on the Senate floor. I pushed back strongly on his statements relative to the Saudi Crown Prince, who I know was responsible for the death of the journalist, and passed overwhelmingly on the floor a resolution by the United States Senate stating that we hold the Crown Prince accountable. We've done a lot, and I think that some people, short of some type of you take the president out somehow, think that there's no pushing back that's taking place, but there is. Name someone else who's pushed out, been more outspoken than myself when things I felt have been incorrect. And by the way, praising things when I think they're correct.
Let's talk a little bit about Tennessee. Senator, the Republican Party in the state has somewhat shifted. Do you think Tennesseans are somewhat rejecting moderate Republicans and leaning more towards those who align themselves more with President Trump?
Well, look, President Trump is very popular in Tennessee, and he's very popular in some other very red states. But I didn't run. So I do think if I had run, first of all, Marsha Blackburn and Phil Bredesen both had said they would not run against me. I think if I had run again, I would have handily won. So I think in that case, it wouldn't have been rejected. Lamar Alexander, I think, could have run again and won. It just so happened that Marsha, who ran a very good race, and by the way, is doing a very good job in her transition, but she was the only candidate on the Republican side, and she really won the primary, if you will, by acclamation, and then went on to win overwhelmingly in the general elections. So look, I hear what you're saying, and I know the point you're trying to make, but and there's no doubt that that President Trump has brought in the brand of Republican politics that is different. Look, I'm a free trader. I think it needs to be fair free trade, but I also think that deficits matter, okay, and obviously that's not of concern to this administration. I voted against it, but we passed a $2 trillion over a decade spending bill. I could not believe it. And then, you know, we're putting tariffs on people, as I mentioned, talking about free trade. We've been the country that really has led the world, if you will. That doesn't mean we have to have troops all over the world, but we've led the world and we're pulling away from that. So, you know, it's President Trump espouses a very different type of Republicanism, if you will, than the kind of republicanism that I have been about all my life.
You've said you're considering your next step, and that part of that consideration is running for president, which will likely mean challenging Trump. I was wondering what would stop you from being a Republican contender in 2020?
Well, I mean, look, there are a lot of things. First of all, you've got to really want to be president. It's something to consider, and certainly I've got the background and knowledge levels and hopefully intelligence and judgment and all those kind of things to be good at it if you were elected, if I was elected. But again, it's not necessarily even on the front burner. It's a possibility. There are many other things that I'm going to be thinking about over the next period of time.
Senator Corker, it's been a pleasure talking to you today. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
That's WPLN's Sergio Martinez Beltran speaking to former Senator Bob Corker. Keep up with WPLN's coverage of the state legislature this session by subscribing to the TriStar State. Find it at WPLN.org/TriStar or on your favorite podcasting app.